Iran tensions threaten to upend global plastic packaging industry. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Israel and hashtag X27S Air Force conducted Operation Lion and hashtag X27S Roar striking targets inside Iran, with a fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran in place as of May 14, 2026. The Strait of Hormuz, through which a significant share of global petrochemical feedstock flows, faces its most acute geopolitical stress in decades due to the Israel-Iran conflict. Plastic packaging manufacturers are warning of supply disruption to petrochemical feedstocks as Israel and hashtag X27's Defense Ministry announced a $34 million contract to Elbit Systems for F-35I fighter jet range extension. Plastic packaging manufacturers are sounding alarms about supply disruption stemming from the Israel-Iran conflict, as the Strait of Hormuz corridor, through which a significant share of global petrochemical feedstock flows, faces its most acute geopolitical stress in decades. The warnings from packaging suppliers arrive as the conflict has escalated beyond diplomatic friction into active military strikes. Israel's Air Force conducted Operation Lion's Roar approximately 1 month before mid-May 2026, striking targets deep inside Iran. A fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran was in place as of May 14, 2026, the date Israel's Defense Ministry announced a $34 million contract awarded to Elbit Systems to extend the range of its F-35I Adir fighter jets. The ceasefire's fragility is the operative word for packaging supply chains, the petrochemical feedstocks that underpin plastic resin production, including ethylene, propylene, and benzene derivatives, move through shipping lanes that run proximate to Iranian territorial waters. Details of specific disruptions reported by plastic packaging suppliers were not publicly disclosed in granular form, but the supply chain concerns are structurally traceable to Iran's position as a significant producer of petrochemical feedstocks and its geographic control over Hormuz transit risk. Key figure, Elbit Systems received a development contract valued at approximately $34 million, 100 million new Israeli shekels, to extend F-35I range, signaling Israel is engineering for sustained, longer-duration strike capability against Iran. For packaging supply chains, this is not a resolution signal, it is an escalation signal. The nut paragraph is this: plastic packaging is not a defense sector story. It is a consumer goods, food and beverage, pharmaceutical, and e-commerce infrastructure story. Any institutional portfolio with exposure to fast-moving consumer goods, contract manufacturers, or specialty chemicals carries indirect exposure to this conflict through resin pricing and supply availability. The market has not yet priced this fully. Iran's role in the petrochemical feedstock stack. Iran ranks among the world's largest holders of natural gas reserves, and its petrochemical sector, built substantially on subsidized feedstock from those reserves, has historically supplied regional and Asian markets with a range of base chemicals. Sanctions imposed over successive years curtailed Iranian export volumes significantly, but shadow trade through intermediaries in Southeast Asia and the Gulf kept Iranian origin material flowing into global supply chains at discounted prices. The current conflict disrupts that shadow trade more completely than sanctions alone ever did. Shipping insurers, already navigating elevated war risk premiums following the 2024 Red Sea disruptions, are pricing Hormuz proximate risk into hull and cargo coverage. Terms were not publicly disclosed across the board, but war risk surcharges in analogous conflict escalations have historically added material cost to seaborne chemical shipments. The packaging supply chain's vulnerability runs in two directions. First, naphtha and natural gas liquids from the Gulf feed crackers in Asia and Europe that produce the polyethylene and polypropylene resins used in flexible and rigid packaging. Second, any sustained closure or effective militarization of Hormuz shipping lanes compresses the availability of those feedstocks at a moment when the packaging sector has limited inventory buffer, having spent 2024 and 2025 running lean to reduce working capital after the post-pandemic destocking cycle. Elbit's F-35I contract reads as persistent signal, not deterrent signal. Israel's Defense Ministry announcement on May 14, 2026, carries direct implications for how long this conflict disruption persists. Elbit Systems was awarded a development contract, valued at approximately $34 million, to design and implement an external fuel tank system adapted from an existing Cyclone design used on Israel's F-16I Sufa variant, which carries a reported range of approximately 1,300 miles. The F-35A baseline model, on which the Israeli F-35I is built, has a published range of 1,200 miles. Israel's decision to invest in extending that range tells institutional observers that the Israeli Air Force intends to sustain strike depth capability against Iranian targets, not to treat Operation Lion's Roar as a one-time event. Israel currently operates 50 F-35I aircraft across two squadrons and is receiving delivery of 25 additional jets ordered in 2023. Negotiations for a further 25 aircraft were opened earlier in May 2026, which would bring the total fleet to 100 aircraft across four squadrons. That is a sustained force structure build, not a posture of de-escalation. For supply chain risk modeling, this matters. The probability distribution for conflict duration shifts toward longer tails when the aggressor is investing in expanded strike range and fleet size simultaneously. Our view, the ceasefire announced between the US and Iran is structurally fragile, precisely because Israel is not a party to it. Israel's procurement signals suggest it retains both the intent and the developing capability for follow-on strikes. Packaging resin buyers who model supply chain risk around ceasefire as resolution are mispricing the scenario. The resin pricing transmission mechanism polyethylene and polypropylene spot prices respond to feedstock availability with a lag of roughly 4 to 8 weeks under normal conditions, reflecting the time between crude or gas liquid production, cracker throughput, and downstream resin delivery. Under conflict disruption conditions, that lag compresses as buyers move to forward cover and spot premiums spike ahead of confirmed supply shortfalls. The 2022 Russia-Ukraine conflict provided a partial analog. European plastic packaging manufacturers scrambled to replace naphtha supply disrupted by sanctions and shipping rerouting, with some resin grades experiencing spot price moves of 20-40% above prior year levels in the months following the February 2022 invasion. Those figures are sourced from historical industry pricing data and are cited here as context, not as direct equivalents to the current situation. The Gulf petrochemical supply disruption carries different characteristics. The concentration of cracker capacity in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Kuwait means that substitute supply exists within the region, but it requires buyers to renegotiate term contracts, absorb switching costs, and potentially accept different resin grades. For flexible packaging producers running qualification processes on resin grades for food contact applications, substitution is not trivial. Investment positioning, where the stress fractures appear first for private equity and institutional investors, the stress fractures in this scenario follow a specific sequence. First order, packaging converters with spot or short-term resin contracts and thin margin structures, particularly those serving price-sensitive retail and grocery channels where pass-through is constrained. Second order, consumer goods companies that manufacture in-house or have rigid packaging cost structures baked into annual pricing agreements. Third order, specialty chemical companies with Gulf feedstock exposure and limited hedging. The offsetting long position is in North American and European resin producers that are insulated from Gulf feedstock dependency, particularly those running ethane cracking operations in the U.S. Gulf Coast. An extended disruption to Middle Eastern petrochemical supply tightens global resin balances and benefits integrated North American producers on margin. Lockheed Martin, as the manufacturer of the F-35I platform being expanded in both range and fleet size, sits in a structurally different position. The Israeli fleet expansion, potentially toward 100 aircraft, represents a significant, long-cycle revenue opportunity for Lockheed, though specific contract values for the additional 25 aircraft under negotiation were not disclosed. The Plaquemium view the market is treating this as a defense sector story. It is not. It is a cost of goods story for every consumer products company on the planet that ships product in plastic. The Elbit range extension contract and Israel's concurrent F-35I fleet expansion to a potential 100 aircraft tell Plaquemium one thing clearly: Israel has engineered for sustained offensive capability, not for a single strike deterrence posture. Operation Lion's Roar was not the end. It was the proof of concept. The ceasefire between the US and Iran is a bilateral construct that does not bind the actor with the most to lose and the most capable air force in the region. For packaging supply chains, the second order play is not resin prices. It is inventory strategy. Companies that rebuilt lean inventory disciplines after 2022 to 2023 destocking are now exposed to a procurement environment where just-in-time resin sourcing carries conflict duration risk that wasn't in the model. The firms that move first to rebuild strategic resin inventory positions, even at a near-term working capital cost, will outperform peers when the next escalation hits. The third-order play is reshoring. If Gulf feedstock risk persists across two or more escalation cycles within 24 months, it accelerates the economic case for additional U.S. ethane cracker investment. That is a 5 to 7 year capital cycle, but the policy and capital formation conversations start now. Plaquemium's thesis: the packaging sector's Iran exposure is underpriced, the conflict duration is underestimated, and the companies with diversified feedstock sourcing and North American resin supply agreements will separate from the pack before the buy-side consensus catches up. The bottom-line plastic packaging suppliers are not raising red flags about a hypothetical. They are responding to an active military conflict in which the belligerent with the most capable strike force is simultaneously expanding that force's range and fleet size. The ceasefire is a pause, not a resolution. Institutional investors should audit portfolio exposure across consumer goods, specialty chemicals, and packaging converters for Gulf feedstock dependency. The companies that move on inventory and sourcing strategy in the next 90 days will look prescient. The ones that wait for confirmed supply disruption will be buying resin at the top.